From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In a lawsuit made public this week, advertisers are accusing Facebook of knowingly misrepresenting the amount of time users spent watching videos. Facebook has said, yes, its numbers were overstated in 2016, but it didn't do anything wrong. Now, who cares how long people watched videos on Facebook? Well, news organizations, actually. Thinking video was where the ad money was, they upended entire business models. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
2016 was the year of the infamous phrase pivot to video. Facebook was flogging its soaring video viewership, encouraging new and traditional media outlets desperate for revenue to dive into video. Digital media company Mike was one of the many takers. It's hard to say what role the juiced viewership numbers may have played, but this week's news certainly has made former Mike video producer Gabe Gonzalez reflect.
I think it sort of made me think about how shaky this giant shift was to begin with.
It felt like a gold rush.
University of Oregon digital journalism professor Damian Radcliffe.
Video content was sexy. This was where all the growth was.
But Radcliffe says, like in a traditional gold rush, few players struck it rich. Consumer appetite for video was less than promised. Just months after he was hired, Gonzalez was let go.
And we started seeing the same happen everywhere. And, you know, I think at that point you realize the jig is up, right?
Media companies reliant on Facebook took another hit this year when the social network pivoted away from them, prioritizing personal posts from friends and family. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.